Zave and Michelle for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Hello, welcome to it, the Wednesday edition of the podcast. Big show coming up. State of Origin tonight in Adelaide. We caught up with former NRL player and now he commentates it, Ryan Girdler. Good old Ryan. Blue, who wins tonight, just quickly?
I'm going underdog. I'm going to the Maroons.
I'll go the Cam Maroons.
Cam Munster, Reece Walsh.
Yeah, that's where
my
heart
is. Of spunk.
Okay.
Did you, were you circa? Yeah, you would have been circa the Cam Smiths and the Cooper Cronks and all
Smith
that sort of stuff. You buds?
Hawthorn fan.
Is he just?
Is he?
There you go.
Yeah, look at that.
You knew the Capitan.
Happy
no
days.
Wonder.
Speaking of captains, Liam Duggan, former captain of West Coast. We caught up with Duggan
put him
as well.
In with an addiction issue, off-field problems, an alcoholic, and got sacked from being captain.
He still comes in. I can't believe it. I would have launched across the desk if I was Liam this morning.
Yeah. Bravery is what it is from
ex-captain.
Liam.
Ex-captain.
Bravery.
Jeez,
he loves it. He loves it.
He does it. He came in clean shaven for you today as well.
Yeah, he did,
I got a
pulling
problem when men are trying to play to other men in the room and not me. That's a problem, isn't it? I've got to work on that.
He didn't even look at you. He's had his back
turned. I barely get any eye contact.
Three things from today, guys.
What do you got?
Paranormal investigators reckon they've caught a moment. A ghost asked, are we friends, in a 500-year-old haunted hotel.
Oh, I love it. Have you got the audio?
I do. So it's in Birmingham Castle, which is in Bromwich Hall in the UK, built between 1557 and 1585.
Okay.
They reckon there's numerous ghosts there. They use what's called a spirit box. So
I've
do you know what a spirit box is?
I don't know. Something with a Geiger counter
stuff.
Sort of thing on it.
Kind of, it's like a little radio, and then he's got like an area
other
side.
What does it pick up on?
Picks up like infrared-y kind of,
and then
transports it. So here's a quick one.
Are we friends?
Hear that?
Oh, go.
Are we friends?
So that's what it says.
Sorry, go again.
And then, and this is the guy talking afterwards.
What's Siri doing?
And then, it sounds like Siri. It does sound like Siri. But then afterwards, a door opens. Have a listen.
Are we friends?
Are we friends? Yes, we are friends. I'm your friend. That's why I want you to open the door again. Can I open the... Oh, here we go. The door's opened. What the f***?
Yeah, so he's talking to a door. Says, are we friends? And then the door just kind of slowly.
Have we got the visual
opens,
on it?
If you chop the
like
front
that.
Off of it,
yeah, there is visual.
I could maybe believe a door open, but can we be friends? It sounds like a plush toy.
It does,
like
actually.
Something like a Furby or something. Yeah. You know, you program and you can just say filthy things and it'll put it to a tune.
Do you have any mates that are into that sort of gear, like weird stuff?
No, not deeply immersed.
Nah.
I did have someone go the other day, well, that's Sagittarius for you.
Oh.
And
straight cutting?
I start turning off. Yeah, I must admit.
Is that a
cut job?
Because
I'm all about fun. I'm all about
fun,
a little dabble, maybe see what the psychic said. But I don't know. The weirdest thing for me is, and I know it's not politically correct, but if a man kicks in about star signs, I'm like, nah, I'll see you later.
Big red flag.
Yeah, no thanks.
Okay. Have you ever seen a ghost? Anyone?
Yeah, mate, I've seen heaps, and that's I'm a big believer.
No, didn't you have something happen the other day?
Come on, X.
You
did. Can. Yeah, the beer can.
My beer can.
Rolling beer can. He's seen him, mate. You know, this is the guy. He's probably being visited every night. That's why he says, they don't exist. Scared.
Is that why my back's sore? Because I've got someone sitting on it, mate.
Yeah, just
me
in the kidneys every night going, we're real, we're real.
Gotcha.
When I was little, though, I believed in ghosts because I was like, if they're real and I don't believe in them, they'll probably be mad.
Yeah, so I'll say
I believe in them so they don't come and get me.
That's what I used to do when I was scared.
Smart that.
I covered off all the bases.
Correct.
So putting a line through this ghost man?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Be my friend. What?
Starts playing a song.
Yeah.
the friends open the ghost.
I hate pranks. I'm on record. Do we all agree with that?
I'm not. Oh, gotcha.
Pranks are stupid.
Yeah.
So some stupid YouTubers in Sydney did a prank where they approached a guy who was getting cash out at the ATM.
They grabbed him as he
just finished and pretended to mug him. Stupid. So it ended well, though, because a bunch of bystanders jumped in and started beating him up.
Beat them
the
up.
Blow. So the guy who was doing the prank, of course, he started yelling, it's a prank, it's a prank. And then he
too
broke
late.
His nose. Blood everywhere.
Too late.
Late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smash.
Nah, good. Good.
The stupid pranks are when people just, do stupid stuff on the street and then think saying it's a prank makes it all okay. You still hurt me
You're
here.
Out.
Oh, mate.
A man now has trauma because he thinks someone was trying to rob him at an ATM.
Oh, it's a prank.
Yeah.
It's a prank. Oh,
yeah.
All good. Thanks, mate.
There was another guy, and he's been done for being a public nuisance in England.
Mm-hmm.
He walked into a house. The woman was just out the front, a really nice terrace. The woman's just out the front garden.
I saw this.
He just walks in. She's like, excuse me, what are you doing? Then she calls out to her husband who's inside And she, and the guy's like, we've got kids. Yeah. And it's like, it's not funny. Those kids are now like, oh, my house isn't safe.
Yeah, yeah. People it's a, walk it's a punch to the head for me.
He also grabbed someone's, and he picks us off target too. He grabbed an older woman's, an elderly woman's dog at the park and went, I've got a new dog, and ran off with
it.
Yeah, and brought the dog back eventually. But it's like, you're a full moron.
No, it's people, I think, with limited ability who want to be something special.
And you know, absolutely, go the radical card. Mm. And you know what that guy did as well? It's because I'm black. This is why everyone's kicking off on me. It's because I'm black. Yeah.
Oh,
nah, man, the dickhead card comes first, bro. Yeah, everything else washes away. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yes.
Last one from me.
What do you got, Charles?
You might remember there's a video a few years ago went viral. It was a Karen walking a dog through Central Park in New York, and a man told the dog was off the leash. And the man said, hey, chuck your dog on a leash. You're not allowed to do that here.
Yeah.
There's a bit of back and forth. She ended up calling the police and told the police that a man is threatening her life and the dog's life.
Yeah, that he was attacking,
So the bloke, Christian Cooper, is just a bird watcher. He's in his late 50s.
He's a bloody bird watcher.
Watching birds. Video went viral. And good thing was everyone was on Christian's side, the bird watcher. Everyone's like, mate, he's watching birds. He's not threatening
you, Karen. But also, too, he was in an area of the park where you had to have your dog on a leash.
I know. He's just telling the rules.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all turned good. That was about 3 years ago that all happened. He's gone viral. Didn't really want to go viral, but he went viral. And now he's been offered a contract from National Geographic to host his very own bird show called Extraordinary Birder, which comes out June 17th.
How good is that? There get on go. To that.
I mean, that's a bit of fun.
And
I mean,
on the other side, Central Park Karen lost her job and a heap of other stuff.
She's been dragged through it.
As she should have.
I'll have to get you to review it for me, mate. I'm busy that night, but well done.
June, I mean, I'm not going to watch it, obviously.
No, mate, just good part of the show.
Shout out to all the ornithological people. I think that's what they're called. They're Christian people that Cooper. Are into birdies.
Yeah, birding. The extraordinary birder. Look out for it on National Geographic.
Have you seen the little sheds that they have just out? No? It's more an English thing.
Okay.
And there's just these creepy little bird creeper sheds, and they've just got a little slit in it, and you're sitting there
to watch.
Oh, look at the birds.
It's like a sniper.
Yeah, right.
It is. It's a full sniper bird.
Yeah, right.
Sort of voyeur type shed.
Do you know
voyeur.
That's a bit of gear.
Word of the
popularity.
We knew what it meant. It's just a porn
it's
category.
It's a porn category, mate. And you totally missed it.
It was. Oh, is that what your joke was?
Yeah.
Well, you don't think I've been on porn sites before, mate? I didn't even go there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we all like a bit of that, don't we?
Let's get into it, eh? Heaps of stuff coming up. Irrational Fears was the question.
Shard had a little chuckle at it.
Yeah, I did.
It's not worth a joke.
Yeah, right, okay.
Me being all
all high and mighty there.
No, that was below me. That's why I didn't entertain that guy.
Irrational Fears, weird in-laws. This father-in-law, I don't know about any of this stuff. It involves breast milk and it's a bit gross, but that's coming up.
I'm a bit out on the mum too, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just a weird situation.
I'm a double out.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I don't want to put the word out, maybe. Who's a breast milk muffin baker for the kids?
Would you eat breast milk muffins if they came in?
Not a chance. Okay. If I was a kid, though, I probably would because I wouldn't know the difference. But you know what? I have got a weird thing for people who go, he's only 5, he's still on the breast.
Oh, yeah.
What's if the they age? Can ask for it, they're too
it's
old.
Too
that
old,
was mum's benchmark.
No, the other one is if their feet can reach the ground in the pram, they're too old for breast milk.
I like all of that.
Heaps of that stuff. Oh, the Fantail quiz returned for the third day in a row.
Look at it. I'll tell you what.
Didn't spoil this one.
No, well, he had the answer cut off, though, so he really was relying on you and I
needed
knowing.
You guys to dive in, and you did. Thank you.
You know
but
what?
That's what'll happen with the Fantail.
It does. On Friday, it's going to be a nailed quiz. We're going to be all so good at it by Friday.
Fantail Fridays. Oh, I love it. Fantail Fridays.
Win it Wednesday, Fantail Friday. Enjoy the podcast. We'll chat to you on Thursday. We don't have a name for Thursday, but
win Wednesday, win the day.
That's what we say.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
I got nothing that rhymes with. Yeah, leave me with it.
Unlucky.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Win Wednesday, win the week. That's what I was thinking in the shower last night. You win Wednesday, you win the week. You get through Wednesday happy. Mm-hmm. Thursday's a walk in the park. Fridays, you may as well not even be there.
That makes sense. Did you just make that up yourself?
Yeah, well, I usually say win the mornings, win the day. I'd say win Wednesday, win the week.
I like it. I'm on that.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, because you could go two ways here. curl up in a ball and have a shocking week, or you can get through it, and then before you know it, the sun's coming out and long weekend on the horizon.
Oh, yes. I only just realised that again yesterday. Just another nice little, what's going on?
Yep, I might even come in on Monday just to help out around
the
place.
Keep it fresh. Yeah, good. Show them what you're about. Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, big show coming up, State of Origin tonight, obviously, in Adelaide. Going to catch up with Ryan Girdler. A little bit later in the show.
You're across the form of New South and Queensland.
No, I'm not.
What's going on?
I love Origin. New South Wales will be favourites tonight. Yes. Just Latrell Mitchell won't play. He's one of their superstars.
Right.
Rhys Walsh, Queensland, fullback. Bang, man of the match. Under the pressure. How hot is it?
We've got one guy who knows.
I'm telling you. Hot.
Is that the one you just showed me?
Yeah, Rhys. Hot.
Yeah, right.
I tell you what, the array of men that you fancy is just as long as he's got sporting prowess, he's got his type.
Yeah, as long as they play sport, it means they're somewhat coordinated. Don't want an unco.
He'd never have a couch potato. No,
don't want an unco.
No, he's a gamer. Nah, Zave's out. Yeah.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Righto, Michelle, an idiot.
I'm not going to ruin it today.
Sit back. I'm not going to spoil it.
No, you're not. Well, you just put your hand up after a little bit of time. Let people get involved a little bit, and then you dive on it.
Give an indicator that you know, but don't scream it out.
And then after a period when I feel like it's probably obvious enough, I'll go, righto, Sian, please present your answer.
Beautiful.
And because I've been dealing with a fool, I've decided to get away from who am I off the back of my fan tails that have landed on my desk randomly.
Yeah.
To what movie am I?
Oh, great. Here we go.
Also on the back of a fan tail.
Big switch.
Still fan tails, yeah.
Here we go.
If just to fill in what's going on here, there was a glare from Xavier straight to Sian.
I got a new golf stick yesterday, Michelle. I'm not going to hit a golf ball first up. I'll give you the tip. I'll hit a human. Righto, here we go. What movie am I?
Here we go.
Directed by Peter Jackson. And filmed.
He's mouthing things.
And filmed in his home country of New Zealand.
Okay.
Oh, I know.
Which one?
I know.
This trilogy is based on the high fantasy novel written by J.R.R. Michelle went first. I know what this
is. You didn't put
Where
your
was
hand
your hand?
Up.
You got a shoulder injury?
I forgot the rules.
Gave you direct rules.
Right. Michelle, yeah.
Do you want to keep going for those playing at home?
Oh, so easy.
Filming took 8 years and had an overall budget of $285 million. The first film was released in December 2003. Some of the actors to feature in the movie include Cate Blanchett, Liv Tyler, Orlando Bloom, Elijah Wood.
Michelle? I am Lord of the Rings, the trilogy.
Shanos?
I had Star Wars. No, Lord of the Rings.
Good, because I don't have an
sour.
Answer.
And
I
have no cut idea.
It's cut off.
That's the answers.
It's cut off. I figured
you just get the wrong answer.
I've got absolutely no idea.
What did you get the tail of the other thing? What was the answer to the other one?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Yeah.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Beautiful, yeah. And this is a race I've had my eye over for a number of years now. And it's back again, and what a treat. The Gloucester Cheese Rolling Race.
Yes.
And it'll always be on Play of the Day or something on Channel 10. Oh, hang on, let's have a look at these crazy people. Yeah. And it's a 7-pound bit of cheese, just rolls down a hill that's got a gradient. This is in England. Yeah. It's got a gradient of 50 degrees. So if 45 is right in the middle of a 90-degree angle.
Yep.
Go up even higher, and you've got the cheese rolling race.
It's good on the calves.
Mate, it's just basically it's just gravity and cheese working together with people tumbling in the middle. You run down chasing it, and you've got to get the cheese.
So who wins, the cheese or the person who crosses?
No one wins. No one wins. Someone crosses the line first. This year it was a Canadian woman called Delaney Irving. She's 19. But just have a little listen to this audio. This is everyone cheering her down. She crosses the line unconscious because she falls and hits her head. Just have a little listen. You'll hear the moment.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
They bought a big sheet out, like you're at the races and things have gone wrong. The green dreams come out, you know. But she was all right. She only realised she'd won when she woke up in the medical tent and went, hey, good on you. And she went, what?
What,
you've won. Good on you, yeah.
Well done.
She didn't remember too much, sorry.
You took hell of a tumble.
Did I?
Yeah. So what do you remember of the race?
I remember running and then I hurt my head.
Oh.
And then I woke up in the tent.
How does it feel to be the winner?
It feels so good. It just kind of hit me, but now that I remember it, I'm good.
There you go.
Now that I remember it, I'm good.
Now that I you could have told her anything. Yeah, you runner up, your other mate got it.
You killed your mate, your log of cheese, killed a kid at the end of the finish line. Look,
you've got to be in your prime, though. You're, what, 35, Xavier? The current king, Chris Anderson, 34 years of age.
So I reckon I'd be good at it because downhill doesn't really rely on, speed and gestures.
It's more momentum.
And
yeah.
If I get someone, like, there's a squashing waiting for someone.
Well, he's 34. He retired last year. He's run it 23 times, and all it cost him was a broken wrist, a bruised kidney, and some concussion.
I'd be worried about my ACLs.
Yeah.
like when Volkanovski kicked me, I said, mate, do whatever you want. I just can't have an ACL.
Just send Kevin down. He'll get it. Done more stuff, hasn't he?
Please.
Ooh,
I know.
Okay.
I know.
That's a hint of things to come. We were talking cheese races. It's taking a dark turn.
I know. We're trying to win Wednesday here.
Yeah.
I'm winning Wednesday.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Your determination.
He's doing all the study, so he's going to be really well equipped.
And they are kicking goals from everywhere.
He is a star.
Saves.
Sport report.
AFL.
Let's start with the Hawthorne racism scandal. It's been going since grand final week. Last year, it's a bloody long time,
isn't it?
Last night, about 6:30 our time, I think it was. Gil sort of jumped on the AFL podium a little bit later in the evening, obviously on the East Coast, and announced these findings.
No adverse findings have been made in the independent investigation against any of the individuals against whom allegations have been made. The complainants wish to resolve all differences with the AFL.
So what's that, October, November, December? So you've had 9 months of that rigmarole.
Yeah, so
wildness.
Interesting stuff. And I am a little bit handcuffed with what I can say. So Fags, Clarko, Jason Burt with the AFL. But I think obviously the AFL has said, we're out. If you want to take it somewhere else, there's alternate
that can happen.
Options.
Right.
Here again is Gil talking about how long it took and imperfect sort of situation the AFL found themselves in.
I think in the end, from where we were, I feel as difficult and imperfect as it is, it's a situation that actually has brought this thing to a head.
So anyway, we can move on for now. I'm not sure what the next chapter of this saga might be, but anyway, I don't know what I can say and I don't want to land in trouble. So we just keep on going to the mid-season draft. Young man from Druin dropped 24 kilos.
This husky man, what is he doing?
I call him Marish.
Marish.
That's how they're going to call him when he kicks his 100th this season. I don't know, he's a forward. But here he is talking about meeting up with West Coast.
They came to my dad's house, a couple of recruiters, maybe about a week and a half ago, and then sort of just had a follow-up meeting today, like a Zoom meeting with them. So I wanted to meet my mum.
So there you go.
So they just rocked up to Druin?
Yeah, it would have been Druin, yes.
Dairy country, just hang around while they're milking the cows,
land,
maybe.
South Gippsland there. Absolutely. So anyway, he looks like he's going to be taken first, and Jagger O'Meara is going to be first off the ranks tonight with the tribunal.
Basketball.
Well, we heard this, no. Jimmy Butler put it on his private socials for everyone to see, and it was a desperate, desperate Miami fan.
Now, Jimmy, I don't usually do this. I don't go in people's DMs, celebrity DMs, people that are higher up and beg. But damn it, Jimmy! Finish this shit, please! I mentally can't handle a 3-0 comeback, man! Please!
It's like the Britney Spears, leave Britney alone. Anyway, he begged for a Jimmy to, and I'm quoting here, finish this shit.
Because weren't they leading by a mile and then they let him creep up?
3-0, finish this shit.
And they did not blink. The Heat are going to the NBA Finals.
So they won they're into the finals, so they win a trophy yesterday, and as the presentation was being handed out, Jimmy Butler Himmy Butler, we call him, because he's him. Anyway, he's standing there and they went to pass it to him and he said, no, I'm not touching that one. I'll take the next one.
Oh, bang.
Miami had already booked a flight to Denver too. Oh, baby, it's all happening. Hey, come on, I'll be there game seven. I'm going to talk that into existence too. Game seven, I'll be cheering.
Baseball.
And a good story, great story for an Aussie. Liam Hendricks, three-time All-Star, 34-year-old White Sox pitcher over in the States. Does Australia proud so much. He's had a cancer battle, a non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Right. Fought that for a few months.
Yep.
Well, a fantastic story because the big fella was back.
Yes, this moment is so much for her as it is for him. And I love the fact that Theis is not getting in the batter's box. He is standing off to the side, allowing Liam to get all the accolades he richly deserves.
So congratulations to him. What a fantastic story and a journey he's been on. I look forward to following that the season. So there you go.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M. Modern Motor Trimmers. Leaders in the supply, installation and maintenance of Isri seats. Search Modern Motor Trimmers today.
Where the Eagles, the West Coast Eagles, and we're here.
With Liam Duggan.
And nails it!
Former captain Liam Duggan, I must say. Anyway, I need to dig in there. I reckon there might have been a few off-field dramas that might have led to the sacking. But, hey, Duggan.
My drinking problem again. My drinking problem again.
We don't need to speak about the month you did in Thailand in a little facility. Hey, mate, McGowan gone. If West Coast had to put someone forward to be a Premier of the state, which West Coast Eagle would it be?
It'd be our current captain, Oscar Allen, without hesitation.
Wow. Jeez. About that.
He's a pretty switched on fella, isn't he?
Very switched on. Got a booming voice. He's a leader amongst men.
Does he talk too much?
No, I wouldn't say he talks too. You just know when he is.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I did see some social media about who would be a movie star or something, and everyone Oscar Allen. It's a bit of a, you know, he's around the club.
Yeah,
he's
a charismatic guy.
He presents. Yeah.
Big blonde. He's got a big gun for
Peacock.
Him.
You wouldn't go too far down that track, or how far? How many
full blown Peacock?
Full blown Peacock.
Yeah, I think he knows he's good looking. He's good at footy.
Isn't he studying to be a lawyer or something stupid as well?
Yeah, so he's very clever. He's too clever for a footballer.
Collingwood this weekend, do they tend to let the halfbacks have a little look?
They tend to let their halfbacks have a little look.
Yeah.
They play, it's not a similar game to Essendon, but without having a look at them yet, I think they're pretty good to watch, Collingwood. I think they bring a lot of energy, a lot of speed. They flick the ball around, so potentially that can bring us into it at times as well with opening the game up. But, yeah, they're pretty good at what they do.
How's the team going in general? Because Collingwood's being pretty good. Is it like you're at home fighting a sibling and you're just windmilling arms and legs and kicking and going, if you get in my road, it's your fault. Is that the way you go in or what's the thought?
We go in every game thinking we can win. Obviously, Collingwood are the benchmark this year.
Yeah.
But it's a bit like that, yeah. We're the little brother at the moment, and there's no expectation on us, so we can go in with it, having a swing, and maybe we take down the big brother.
Do you find, and this is, and I'll say it, not all, their supporters just turds, some of them. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I should get into that this week.
Just leave it be. I'll say it.
Shoulder and arms. Hey, Nick Dacos, mate, absolutely flying.
Yeah, he is killing it. So Yeah, it's going to be exciting to come up against him. I don't think I'll be having a shootout with him from half back at the other end. But he's brought a lot of good stuff to Collingwood in just his second year, which is really impressive.
Very, very impressive. Magpies at top of the table. You guys struggling away. Supporters are going to turn up like they do every week.
Yeah,
I think West Coast had the second biggest crowd of the weekend, even though struggling away at the moment. So the supporters are still coming.
Good.
Second biggest.
Yeah.
I think the week
really
before
good.
They were almost. Almost the biggest as well. Yeah. So anyway, the supporters are still coming.
Yep.
What are they going to see from you guys? I know that the tipsters and stuff would probably be favouring the Collingwood Magpies sitting on top of the table, but what are we going to see from you guys?
I think, off last week, we liked a bit more of what we see. So the things that we'll go into this week focusing on are probably connecting with our forwards a little bit better. So the cleaner entries that we give ourselves a little bit more opportunity to kick a score. And then obviously some of our goal kicking. We weren't as straight as we would have liked in front of goal. That might have bridged the gap a little bit against the Dons on the weekend. So we'll look at that.
Okay, here we go.
Controversial question.
Now, normally we've got you under the microscope, West Coast Eagles under the microscope. Monday just gone. This guy over here.
Ooh. Oh, me.
Calls out, Oscar Allen for captain, makes it onto Perth now as well. Mad Monday, have you cast your eye over
when,
it?
When Shuey stands down, I need to add.
Oh,
when,
yeah,
when
absolutely, stands absolutely. Down, but course. Still, it's not Liam. And that was my main point.
Oh.
Mad Monday, have you cast your eye over it yet? Have you watched Mad Monday, 7 p.m.?
Oh, no,
seven,
I haven't seen Mad
mate?
Monday, no.
Right, well, mate. I think Home and Away. Yeah, oh. Well, you can't get
away.
Home and Away off the channel.
Yeah, well, you've got the beautiful lead-in of Home and Away. Yeah. But so TV. You haven't just yet.
No.
Thoughts on him as a TV person, just before you cast your eye over it, how do you think he runs?
You don't. Yeah. You're not wearing what you're wearing.
The
now,
pause says it all.
No. The shirt away. So I got a shirt. Makeup, yeah. Cleanly shaven, two for the day.
What's? Yeah. Okay. Are you, behind a desk?
Yeah. At a bar.
Oh, you're at a bar.
Yeah.
So
oh,
below geez. Doesn't matter.
No, I wear shorts and thongs.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no.
It's a direct lift from the front bar. You're behind a bar.
I'd give him a chance if he's just working with 50% of what we're seeing, you know what I mean?
Oh, cut him off.
Here's your homework. That's your homework. Go and see Mad Monday and then give a real critique of this man.
Put a lot of pressure on himself.
Cut him off. Get him to Collingwood.
Off to Stadium, 2:35. The game kicks off West Coast v Collingwood. If you can't get to the game, you can listen to all the action right here, 92.9 Triple M. Liam Duggan, Modern Motor Trimmers, leaders in the supply, installation and maintenance of Isri Seat Search Modern Motor Trimmers. Today on your Duggo.
Thanks, team. Cheers.
92.9 Triple M.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Want to talk about your irrational fears.
Yeah, what do you
got for
Something
that's
me?
Just seated in your mind that just won't leave you. I was talking to a friend on the weekend and he won't eat a pie at the footy. His mate goes, you want a pie? He's just wandering away. Do you want a pie? I'll get you a pie. Not a chance. Are you high? I'm not eating a pie at the footy.
I'm eating a pie.
And it harks back.
They are hot there. Is
to
that
an
hot?
Intro. Yeah. No, it's got nothing to do with heat danger. Oh. It harks back to there used to be an introduction in the footy. You know how they piece all the bits together. Great mark.
Montage.
Nice tackle. Yeah, all that sort of stuff. The opener had this guy in the audience, obviously in the crowd, just eating a pie. The middle of it falls out onto his shirt, and then he goes, oh, no, picks up his shirt.
Eats it
off the shirt.
I did that last night with sauce.
But you weren't in public.
No,
and
you're
Channel
right.
7 never caught it and used it as
they
the intro
use
for the footy.
No.
That's why my mate won't eat a pie at the footy,
won't eat
right?
A pie at the footy
that was that bad. The guy who actually was eating the pie, I knew a chick that was in the in promotions there at 7. He actually rang up and said, you have to take that off.
Take it
I
off.
Don't give you any permission to use me
you're
eating
a pie,
pie off my shirt.
So you're the pie man. I don't mind it.
He's a rational fear, my mate, not eating a pie at the footy. And also, too, his other fear is, you know when they say obesity rates have gone through the roof and it's a news story,
then
they have that stock footage of people with their heads cut off and it's just
jelly belly floating
people
around.
Wandering around with lunch in their hand.
Yeah.
He's every time he sees if he hears one of those stories come up on the news, he's like, please don't be me in the pictures. Please don't be me in the pictures. There is two fears.
Yes, okay.
My big fear, irrational fear, is we're not that irrational. Crossing the street near either a pedestrian crossing or lights and being hit by a car because I know I'm doing the wrong thing and it'll be like,
oh, sorry,
that idiot deserves it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be like, idiot injury.
Go down to the lights.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. That's my fear. You got an irrational fear?
Yeah, no, I don't so much now, but as a kid, I certainly did. Lakes Entrance, where I grew up, the town, and then there's a bridge about 200 metres long, I suppose, that goes over to the ocean, so over the lake. And it was just an old wooden rickety old thing, which obviously wasn't too old because it it's still standing.
Could handle it.
But the gaps in the it was only for walking.
Oh, right.
The gaps in the slats, the wooden slats across the thing, they'd vary. They'd be a bit of a slap job.
Oh.
But in my mind, I was falling through those cracks.
You thought it was going to take you. Yeah.
Goodness me, I had to run and jump over them and all sorts of stuff. And you go now and you walk over it and they would be nothing more than 3 inches.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But to you, it was like SAS Australia.
As a youngster, doing that. What's that show you guys went and watched?
The Summit.
Yeah, The Summit.
Yeah, I was competing in The Summit.
Just trying to get through things.
Yeah.
But your irrational fear is what we want today. We'll start off with Brent. How you doing, Brent?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, very well. All right. You got a bit of an irrational fear?
It's not me. It's actually someone I worked with. They had a fear of bananas, funnily enough.
That's weird.
That is a bit strange.
Weird. Okay, so what would happen? You got one in the lunchbox. Out it comes. You're going to eat it. What's he doing?
That's actually where the fear stems from, was getting a mushy banana every day for lunch. I don't understand it, but I didn't actually take her seriously, and I was a chef at the time, and I bought a box of bananas, and as a prank, I riddled her car with them.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know.
The problem is she never actually got back in her car.
So,
it was that bad that took me days to clean it before she'd actually get back into her car.
So you just putting the bananas in the car, she wouldn't get back into it, and then you had to do a thorough clean, like crime scene clean to get banana out of the car. Wow.
Like CSI clean, yeah. And then, it took days to convince her to get back in her own car. So
I felt
bad in the end, but it was pretty funny at the
time. Yeah, but you're trying. Is it like cotton ball people? People that hate cotton ball?
Well, as a chef, Brent, here's one for me. Yeah, as a chef, Brent, I take my wedding ring off and when I'm cooking chicken, I've never had a moist bit of chicken in my house. It is as dry as you'll ever get. Oh, goodness.
Oh, because you've got the fear of salmonella.
Oh, God, chicken. Can I have to cut it 35 times before I serve it.
Just hold on a second.
Make sure. Yeah.
Brent, as a chef, have you got an irrational fear that just plain at-home cooks call themselves chefs?
I love that, Brent. Hey, Brent, you're a good...
What happened? I called myself a chef. I am the chef.
Fully took a swing at him. Chef Brent, thank you.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
In-laws, Michelle, in-laws. Now, I'm going to start by saying I'm very lucky, so I don't have anything to add to this, but Em might ring you.
Check.
Em might ring
she
you.
She might have a story.
Add to in-laws from the other end of town, but... Well, I'm very, very lucky, so I can't say I've got any issues at all, but a lady has jumped on a social page and asked the question, am I, you know, being unreasonable with regards to her father-in-law?
Oh,
calls
this.
It Phil. I thought the bloke's name was Phil.
Phil.
No, it's just father-in-law.
Phil,
she wants to know whether she's the a-hole for calling her father-in-law a pervert. Now, that sounds a little bit uncomfortable, but the post has gone absolutely bonkers with, you know, 20-odd thousand likes, 2,500 comments, all weighing in whether... or not, the father-in-law is a pervert. And we're going to talk 133353. Not as your in-laws are perverts, but have you got a weird in-law? And I reckon there's a lot that could call in saying my former in-laws after divorces and
that's
whatnot.
That's what drove the wedge,
So we've got the in-laws there, okay. Now, this one's around a mother, a young mother, who was breastfeeding breastfeeding her child of a young age, only 7 or 8 months old. Mm. And the father-in-law has been really creepy around the breast milk. An example of this is in the group chat, the mother wrote, I made some baby popsicles from my boob milk a few months ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe the child was having trouble and might
a little bit
suck,
of teething
suck
or
on
something.
It or something like that to get its sustenance in. And the dad's added to the chat saying, I'd love to try one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's example number one. he's weighing in religiously around this stuff. He tries to sit in the room for breastfeeding. He ducks out.
Yeah. Didn't she make breast milk cakes for the little baby as well?
Yeah, no, I find that a bit weird, to be honest with you.
Oh, it's just for baby, though.
I still find that weird. Whether it's for the baby or not, I find cakes made out of breast milk weird. So and that sort of wrestled the argument back the other way.
No.
That's why I sort of half
but
left
that
one
out. But he wanted one of the cakes, though,
He wanted one of the muffins that she'd made out of breast milk. He's come over unannounced and said, someone's been baking. Those muffins are for the baby. Anyway, so it's all a bit creepy. It is a little bit weird. But she's gone to the internet and dived on in thinking, I need to know whether I'm being unreasonable.
Yeah.
And the sentiment around all of it is suggesting that the father-in-law is actually being a bit of a
He's a bit of a creeper, a bit of a weirdo.
So let's steer away from the breast milk.
Not full creeper, but
weirdo in-laws.
They just pot you know, they're just like,
weirdo in-laws. As I said, mine are lucky. Em, you can call in and say, Dad's a weirdo, I'll take that.
You'd get a lot of trouble. They'd be trying to drive a wedge getting you out of the family, wouldn't they?
In-laws love me, mate. I really, really turn it on for the in-laws.
I'm sure you do. Oh, the baller, the dancer, in his trolls.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
I watched a little something. There's a group on Facebook that I loved. It started in 2020, just as the pandemic hit. This woman made a page. It's called View From My Window. Mm-hmm. And everyone would take a shot and go, here's my view from my window. Some stunning, some war-torn. Doesn't matter. You know, it's just come from everywhere.
Yep.
And then someone's put one. I can't find it. Such is the popularity of the page. It's just sunk through the things. But a woman has taken a shot here in Perth of her place, And it's a beautiful, you know, she's the pool's out there. Oh, there's, nice. There's hills in the background. Everything's looking
stunning. Well, she's out in the hills
stunning,
area,
yeah. And I'm not exactly sure where she is. But then a million other people, g'day from Dianella, g'day from South Freo.
Oh, nice.
Everyone, there's a heap of Perth up in there. But it's, the funniest thing was, and it's lovely, oh, I'm over in Italy, hi from Italy. I lived in Perth once, I'm back in the Netherlands now.
Yeah.
So all these little threads turn up and that.
Do you throw in?
No. I'm a voyeur when it comes to these pages, whether it be a fight on news.com.au or a window. I watch. I don't participate.
I've seen that category. Yeah.
It's very like popular. You with Liam Duggan. But do you know the funniest thing? This chat of this woman and a beautiful house and a thing, it spiraled into a whole do you mind me asking, what's your lawn?
Oh,
what's your lawn made out of? So that's a good looking lawn. Is that synthetic or is that real?
A nice lawn.
It's got good lawn. It just turned into a lawn chat.
Yeah, right.
And I have spiraled down. Men and lawn.
Yeah.
Do you let anyone touch your lawn or is that
God, yeah. Man, I don't even.
You'd let front. Anyone touch.
I've got 4,000 tradies parking on the front of it.
No,
we need to fix my front.
You've lost lawn passion. I reckon
the back's
thing.
Good. The back's good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
the front's
you're proud of the back. There, the front's been ruined by the neighbours.
No fence, so we haven't been able to do anything to sort of get a fence line as a measuring point.
Here's my thing, though, men. It goes like this. And I don't know. I think fire comes first, then lawn. These are your life.
I sit outside by the fire every night. A couple of cans while the boys do trampolining and stuff.
You'll be lost.
And then I just roll one up.
Just get it going on. I swear to God, though. But you're not as deep into your lawn? Lawn's
nah.
Hot. But what did
I
you
say? I enjoy mowing the lawns. I do enjoy mowing it.
Get a ride on?
Nah, actually, no. I got community service when I was younger for throwing fireworks at a house.
Right.
And my punishment was I had to maintain the lawn of my street for the elderly. And the old bloke down the end loved it so much, he bought me a ride-on lawnmower.
Yeah, right.
Mate, I went from being criminally charged to having a new car virtually.
Mate, I would have rolled around with a pair of scissors. He's like, he bought me a ride-on.
No, I was ripping up and down the streets.
Still got the John Deere, yes. Where's Dave?
Then someone opened the door, she'd hear me somewhere.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
It's all right. Big game tonight. State of Origin, game one. Church. Let's speak to this man.
14. Intercepted by the King. Girdle, not Lewis. Girdle does it again. Oh, has there been any better than him?
Good morning, Ryan. Has there been any better than you? The King. Welcome to Triple M Perth, mate.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, fortunately, I'm actually working with the real King tonight. Wally Lewis will be on the court team, so that's exciting. But, yeah, massive day in Australian sport, isn't it? The first Origin. Down here in Adelaide, conditions look good. Just can't wait for kickoff.
Can I say, I remember talking to Wally a few times, coverage of, Origin and all that sort of stuff or whatever it may be. He has been told to peel it back sometimes because he just leans Queensland. You know, he can't help himself.
We had the good fortune of calling, I think, down in over your way last year with Wally, and he was actually talking to the players while he was on air, like, go here, kick now. Like, Wally, you're meant to be commentating, mate, not telling him what to do.
Yeah, of course, Cam Smith, one of the more placid guys too on the field, was dry humping in the box last year as well. It's great to see. Mate,
that's Queensland, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Adelaide, the state of origin, and I know there was a bit of audio kicking around yesterday regarding it should be Queensland, Sydney, and then every now and then Melbourne. It's landed in Adelaide. Of course, Perth's had it in the past as well, and we thoroughly enjoy it and fill the stadium out nearly every time. How does it feel heading to a foreign state, I guess, for State of Origin 1?
I think we kind of get used to it now. It used to be, quite unusual because, you know, when I played, it was always two in one state and then, you know, obviously the other one in the opposition state. So it was kind of, it created that sort of tribalism and it did give you a distinct advantage. So that's pretty much gone now. And we're kind of used to taking the first one to new ground. And I think it's great. There's a lot of traditionalists out there that don't agree with it, but just great for the concept. It's such a great game. Unfortunately, I don't think they've sold it out in Adelaide.
Yeah,
maybe we just need to go to Melbourne and Perth.
Yeah, we'll have it.
Because we had a great time over there last year. So
there'll
almost be 50,000 here. So it's game one. It's crucial for both sides. I think the the team that's won game one in the past of the 42 series have won it 30 times. So everyone knows how important tonight is. So let's hope New South Wales get the result.
Do they, after game one, do they go out and celebrate the lads like it is a big, big victory? Or is it that those days are gone and it's more professional than anything else and save the celebrations to the end?
Yeah, most of the guys will have to run around again this weekend. And
that's madness.
They'll have a couple of beers, but they keep it all in context and got to go back and do a job on the weekend for their club. But it's a big campaign. So generally after the, you know, if you get the job done in game two or if it takes a decider to do it, then you'll certainly celebrate. But it's pretty, mind on the job and there's a long way to go after tonight's result regardless.
All right, take the New South Wales out of your head. Who wins and what's the tally of the three? Well, it's got to be 2-1 or is it going to be a clean 3?
Yeah, no. We struggle up at Suncorp and that's game 2. So I think it'll be 2-1. Lots of pressure on young Reece Walsh tonight, who's been in great form at NRL level, but it's a little bit of a different beast origin. So I think he might come under attack and I think we might get a result that.
You've said the magic word here.
Yeah, Reece Walsh. I was just showing Michelle who's in the side and whatnot, and I thought we settled on Reece Walsh being the sexiest guy in the team.
Not my saying, he's saying right.
He's a solid 8.5 out of 10 if I've ever seen one.
There's their beautiful eyes, Reece.
Lovely eyes. Dreamy,
Ryan.
Wait till he hears Ryan Girdler said that. It's just going to lift him.
Big game tonight. State of Origin, game one, New South Wales v Queensland in Adelaide. You can hear it live on the listener app from 6 p.m. Hear the great man, Ryan Girdler, calling it. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ryan.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the game.
Mate. Appreciate it.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest has been the biggest name in morning TV for over 20 years.
Hello and thanks for joining us.
And when it comes to money, he's got the tips.
Step number one, set your goals and your values.
He loves his footy and people love him.
So after 20 consecutive premierships in the breakfast TV ratings game, I'm finding it harder to get off the ground to take those specky marks.
Please welcome for his retirement lap, David Koch.
Holy Moses, welcome to the show, Koshy. How are you?
Oh, thank you, guys. I'm good. I'm relieved that it's all out there now and looking forward to what's ahead.
Oh, yeah. How long have you been... Listen, guys, I want to have a quick chat. How long have those behind-the-scenes chats been going on with you and management?
Sort of end of last year. We came up with the timetable and... they said, well, get you out before the end of June and if we can stay connected and, you know, you go back to your finance nerd roots and pop up every now and again on a finance story for the next 18 months would be great.
And how funny, towards the end of the footy season and Koshy won't have the early rise. How perfect.
Exactly. So... I won't need to go through another winter of early morning rises, so I'll be good.
Koshy, it was probably well known you were more on the back nine as opposed to the front nine with the show. And, of course, you said you'd sort of been in the making for about the last 12 months. In footy terms, when a senior player gets injured, there's usually someone in the twos that starts texting and going, oh, just checking how your hamstring is. What's it looking like? Who's been hanging around like a sheep's dad, Koshy?
Oh, yeah.
Look. Everyone knows that this is the best TV gig in the world.
Yep.
And so I've been really supported here. We have a great team on Sunrise, Weekend Sunrise as well. We've changed hosts a number of times before. This show is bigger than any one individual. And... we're part of an extended family.
Hey, listen, you would, of course, would be across some big news yesterday here in WA regarding this.
Do you have your eyes on maybe the corporate world, an ambassadorship, maybe Sunrise presenter?
Replacing Koshy. How would I go replacing Koshy?
Of course, Mr. Mark McGowan resigns yesterday. Eyeing off your seat, would you eye off his?
Well, I can understand why he would be eyeing off my seat to spend all his morning sitting next to the Queen of WA and Natalie Barr.
Yes.
I'm not sure if Mark McGowan was in my seat that the rest of Australia will get a look in from the two of them in terms of news and coverage.
Yeah.
Martin McGowan's job in politics, you wouldn't pay me to get into politics, I don't
just
think.
Just politics will stop? No, right?
Nah. Not on the agenda.
Footy politics is probably enough. Koshy, 8 in a row, Port Adelaide. Ooh. Round 2, lost by 71 points to Collingwood. Gee whiz, you're riding a high now.
Well, this weekend, if we're lucky enough to get up against Hawthorn at home, we actually break the club's winning streak record.
Is it really?
Of 9 in a row. So,
is Kenny walking around with a pen in his pocket full time just in case something arrives?
He and I have had an agreement since before the start of the season. We're not going to even talk about it till August. No distractions to give him and the team the best chance to succeed this year. And let me tell you, at this stage, I'm pretty happy with that strategy.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I'm pretty sure he probably is too. Nice. I'd love to say good luck in the footy this weekend, Koshy, but I am a Hawks man, so hopefully that win streak just doesn't quite get there. But, mate, rooting for Port Adelaide this year. They're doing some wonderful things. And, of course, congratulations on your TV career.
Good on you, guys. Thank you for that.
David Koch from Channel 7. What a legend he is. Going out with a bit of Never Tear Us Apart from NXS in honour of Koshy, the great man, as we say goodbye after 21 years.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.